Hannah lives in an apartment on Stanford Southeast in Albuquerque. It's an old crumbling adobe sliced like a cake into several dwellings. Hannah lives in the oldest section of the house on Pueblo land. Seven generations of the Gutierrez family held onto the deed to this land, raised cattle, and grew alfalfa here. Over the years, their home and their family grew. They lived, prospered, and died here. There's even a small cemetery on the east side of the property. The deed states those resting here for eternity shall not be moved. Hannah has seen strange things in her apartment before, especially late at night, but she never found evidence of an actual ghost until now. Tonight, as Hannah prepares for an evening in the town, she finds it difficult to leave. Hannah's friend Cynthia grows impatient as she waits in her car outside.
Hey, Cynthia, I'm on my way. I just need to grab a sweater. What's this? If you're reading this right now, then you stepped on that raggedy, patched piece of board in the exact right way, the way I schemed. I don't know how long it was going to take for somebody to do that. Hell, it's been 200 years. Ain't no one done it, but...
You hit that board smack. You sure did. I bet you are a hard walker, a hard worker, and I reckon you deserve what you're about to get. You see, many years ago, I lived in the same place you live in right now. Well, I kinda lived in the backyard. Wasn't really allowed in the house much. I probably buried back there, too. Except, I don't feel like I'm any place in particular. I feel like smoke. I feel as light as cottonwood seeds scattered by the wind. Anyway, smack, you stepped on that board, broke that whiskey bottle, and now you're reading my letter. Here's a secret. You're about to hit the jackpot. I buried money in a wall.
Come on, you're pulling my leg.
This is for real. I don't know if this property has changed hands, but I know this. There's two boots brimming over with Spanish gold in this place.
What? Where?
Inside one of these walls. Now I want you to go stand at the doorway of your place, facing west. Now walk 12 paces to the right. Sidestep it.
Like this?
Yeah. Sidestep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Then turn to the north and walk 5 paces to the... Yeah, sidestep again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now, well, I want you to reach out and put your hand on the wall right there. Right there.
What in the world are you doing?
Now, I want you to get a hammer or sledgehammer or whatever kind of modern tool y'all use. Now, hammer a hole that is 3 by 3. Yes, 3 feet by 3 feet. I had big boots to fill.
Hannah, what the hell is going on?
Oh, wait, I see it. I see something shiny.
Me and my gang robbed a bank, and things didn't quite go as planned. I lost 3 fingers in a gunfight to claim my portion, but I never got to spend it. It's yours now?
I don't know who you are. I don't know what color you are. I don't know what you've done or if you're a good person, but you're about to be a very rich one. You best do something good with this money. You better not go down to that casino and lose it. You better get yourself some land in the valley and be grateful that you could live on it. I hope you do better things with your life than I did, because I lost them fingers. And then the rest of me. In a gunfight. Never got to spend it.
Hannah, you're rich. You're rich.
Good luck.
El Campo Santo was made in the shadow of the Sandia Mountains in the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico by Blackout Theater Company. Our goal is to tell the stories of New Mexico on stage, screen, and anywhere else you are. This podcast was made possible with generous support from the City of Albuquerque City Council Department of Arts and Culture, New Mexico Arts, and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. If you like this podcast, you should check out our season one of El Campo Santo. If you would like to learn more about our plays and any other works, check out our website at blackouttheater.com.